The following audio was obtained for the MediaCollective.org's News Channel Internet Show on September 24th, 2009, in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building on the Purdue University West Lafayette, Indiana campus. The responses given were prompted by asking people for their final thoughts about anything at all.
I don't know.
I've never heard of Bill Ayres until his mom started texting us, telling us not to come.
Yeah, I got a lot of text messages from my mom about Bill Ayres speaking tonight.
Not to be there and everything, and I was like, who the hell's Bill Ayres?
Yeah,
he didn't tell me. So.
We saw the protest. We figured we might as well mosey on over, check out what it's all about.
That's pretty much what we've been doing.
I'm just happy to have the opportunity at this point, anyway, in history, in this country, to stand up for my rights before they're taken away.
Final thoughts. It's the first time I've ever seen actual like protests at Purdue, honestly. Like I say, we're not that liberal, so I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I'm kind of glad I drove by here because I never knew who this guy was before. I've never heard of this Bill Ayres before in my life. So, like I said, what's great about this country, you have a right to say whatever you want and protest. And like I said, I've seen protests for saving the penguins and crazy stuff, you know, and that's like 10 times bigger than this. So, I mean, it's good that people come out and show their pride. And a lot of them, I see a lot of American flags and saying, you know, this is un-American and this and that and that. And, you know, the whole anti-terrorist after post 9/11 and stuff. So, that's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, this is what America's about. So, it's pretty interesting.
I just hope more people show up. And I hope people don't agree with this guy, and I hope they don't listen to him.
My final thought is everyone has, like, entitled to their own opinion. I'm guessing he did something wrong. I'm not sure what he came to speak about tonight, and my opinion on the situation is he's just one man with one opinion who's right now is not done anything to these people. So they really can't directly to these people, rather. I'm guessing he said something about kids should kill their parents. I didn't kill my parents, so I don't know why these people are so upset.
Final thoughts. Whether people want to come out here and stand for things like this or not, you should always educate yourself. Don't come out here and I know a few people, left or right, who didn't know much about Bel Airs, and they criticized a few of us coming out here. And it's because, again, they weren't educated. You don't have to educate yourself on every single terrorist in the world, but if you want to set yourself up for commenting against people or looking down on them for going out and standing up for what they believe for, you should at least know what you're talking about first. I've looked after Bill Ayres for a couple of years now. I've read on him. He's a
why is he domestic terrorist?
He's a horrible, horrible, horrible human being.
Do you know that we have?
And he'd be better off not on this planet, not in our country. But for now, this is what we do.
Again, these people have a right to be here. So does Bill Ayres. I disagree with these people on a lot of issues, all the protesters here, but I respect their views. I think that Bill Ayres is misunderstood by these people and most of the media during the presidential campaign. They demeaned him to, you know, they reduced all of his good works, all of his works as a professor, all of his works as, you know, Chicago's Public Citizen of the Year, into this one word sentence. Well, I mean, one sentence, you know, this guy is a terrorist who bombed buildings. And, you know, he should be in jail right now. I don't think that's true. I think those people don't understand what actually happened. And if you want to do more research, you should do some research on Bill Ayres and the Weather Underground. There's a lot of good places on the internet that'll tell you the other side of the story that the media isn't going to tell you.
Final thoughts? I think I've told you about everything that I've thought. I just hope that enough people have witnessed what's going on and will take an interest in the fact that we have a lot of people in this country that are trying to take away our freedoms. We've already lost too many of them.
I'm glad I came.
I was at the 9/12 march on Washington, D.C.
I saw that on C-SPAN.
Yes, it was wonderful. I went there. I told my husband a few days, well, about a week before, I said, I'm going. He said, you're crazy. He said, you're only going to be one more person. I said, I don't care. I believe so strongly in America that I'm going to go there, and I may be one of 10,000 people. I don't care. So I got on a bus with strangers. I gave my money for the bus and the hotel room to a stranger, and I'm telling you, I was very, very nervous. But I did it. I figured there's always Judge Judy. If I, you know, and I made this man sign a paper because I'm very thorough. Anyway, so I get on the bus at 5:30 in the morning with all these strangers. I meet up with a nice lady whose husband told her the same thing. I met up with a nice man, a man in his 40s whose wife said, "You're crazy, why are you going?" So I expected, I saw there was like a mix of people, but mainly 40s, and I'm 69, so there weren't very many people that old. There was one man on there, he was 81. But we get over there to Washington, D.C., we spend the night, we get up the next day, and we take the Metro down. We're going to Metro Central. That train, those trains were so packed, we were like sardines on it. Well, that was the first glimmer of what was going to happen, because we got off. Oh, and we had to get these little cards so we could get on the train. And then we had to use these little cards to get off the train. Everything was just backed up. Now, this was 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so we get out onto the street. We come down to where we're supposed to meet. It's Freedom Park. But we never got to Freedom Park because here it is, 10 o'clock in the morning, and people are already marching. They're marching down Pennsylvania Avenue. There is no central area where we're going to have speeches and things. No, we have to get started marching. So we're marching Pennsylvania Avenue. I met up with one man along the way, and I had a sign against Acorn. He said, "I like Acorn." And I said, "I'm not really good on the retorts, but it just came out of me." I said, "You must be a squirrel." Anyway, we kept on marching, and we got over, we turned off at Pennsylvania, and we got onto that mall. And of course, we just went with the crowd, and we couldn't go left. We couldn't go straight forward into the grassy areas. We had to go right through all this fencing, and then they put us into this great big grassy area. And we're pretty close to the fence, but this is a long, long fence. So I sat down, because like I say, I'm 69. For about a half hour, I sat down. Well, then I stood up, and there were all these people. And I tell you, there was a man in a wheelchair. There were a smattering of old people like I am, but there were mainly people from their 20s up to 50 that were there. I was really shocked that all these people would come out. And I kept looking, you know, as the time went by, I could look to my left and see down the mall towards the Washington Monument, and people were streaming, this whole mob of people were streaming off of Pennsylvania Avenue right onto the mall. 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, I look out, there are people are way, I can't even see far down there. Well, my friend and I, my new friend, I should say, and I, at about 3 o'clock, we said, you know, we're tired, we're going to go, and it was still going on. Anyway, we made our way through the crowd. Everybody is so nice. I have never met such a bunch of people who did not leave a wrapper, garbage, nothing. They picked up everything around there. And we're going through the crowd, and everybody, nobody's pushing, shoving, nobody says angry words to each other. It was beautiful. I mean, it was really, really beautiful. So we just started walking down Pennsylvania Avenue back to Metro Central, and gee, we just met the nicest people. We met a young fella who came in from West Virginia. He and his friends would sit at the TV. He was about 20-something. He said he and his friends sit at the TV, and they yell at it and everything. He said he had told them, "Come on, let's all go down to this and be in this march." And they said, no. But he came anyway, and it took him 3 hours to drive there in his old pickup truck. But he said he made it. And he walked along with us for a long time and talked, and then he had to go one direction, we went another. We got on Metro Central, and then we went back to our pickup point, and everybody was, they were just kind of awed by the whole thing. It was like, I don't know, it was like being,
you want me to film that while she's
in something in the revolution that you had won.